independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Immediately upon that individual scene, the officer, he literally dove onto the ground and was taken into custody. And as he was taken into custody, he yelled out, Ali Akbar.
Oh, that right there. Police Chief Jerry Dyer talking about what took place today in Fresno, California. Three people were killed. The suspect, Corey Muhammad, yelled, Ali Akbar, Ali Akbar, eat a snack bar, Ali Ali Oxenfrey, whatever he yelled. The usual BS that you get from these crazy people who end up being part of these terrorist organizations, praising Allah in the Islamic world. I don't know why he did it. We don't know why. Bad dude, bad person, had a lot of anger issues, and did not like the crackers. That's you and I, folks, for a lot of you out there, us whitey.
And we looked at his Facebook. We know that he has some posts that says that he does not like white people, and also on that post that he has expressed some anti-government sentiments.
I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of white people either. You guys know who you are. Horrible incident. Horrible, disgusting incident. He was already wanted for murder last week of a unarmed security guard at a Motel 6, and he gunned down three people today. And, you know, the difference between him and the clown that was Steve Stevens, and we'll get to him in a second, is they got him in custody. They got him in custody. That is the difference right there between that clown right there and Steve Stevens. And Steve Stevens, of course, is this horrible individual that decided he had to take his hate to the world to a 74-year-old unarmed man and kill him dead on Easter Sunday because his life was apparently thrown into turmoil because of his girlfriend or whatnot. But today, the reckoning came for Steve.
Pennsylvania State Police officers received a tip that the vehicle that we were looking for, the white Ford Fusion, was in a McDonald's parking lot near Erie, PA. The vehicle fled from that area. There was a short pursuit in which the vehicle was stopped. As the officers approached that vehicle, Steve Stevens took his own life.
Why'd he do it? Nobody will know. Why'd he snap? Again, we'll probably never know. He talked about it on Facebook the other day when he was, you know, screaming and yelling about everything.
But see, the thing is, man, I'm 37, and all my f***ing life, man, I just always been a f***ing monster, man. Always had to prove myself, you know, always had to fucking take the butts of people's jokes.
Apparently, the butts of people's jokes. That's why he did it. If you made fun of Steve, apparently, or some point in time, that his bucket of anger was going to overflow and he was going to take to the streets and kill somebody. Horrible situation. Again, a 74-year-old unarmed man not doing anything but enjoying his day with his family, his six kids, his 14 grandkids, enjoying Easter, shot dead. One person, we may find out. He was inspired by ISIS, maybe. He hates white people. He ranted about hating the government. Probably pissed at the world. Not going to lie to you here. Probably looked pissed at the world. Blamed white people for all his problems. Never once taking personal responsibility for himself. If anything went wrong in his life, it was the white person's problem. If anything went wrong in his life, it was the government's problem. Pissed off. Steve Stevens? Eh, different story. Who knows why? Again, he blamed his girlfriend. He blamed his girlfriend. Ridiculous, but true. Horrible situation. But both men are now currently in places where they can no longer do any damage to people out here in the real world. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. Sources are saying that that dossier that was released, who was it? Who came out with it? I know it was CBS, right? Or was it CNN that came out with it? And then who else was it? It wasn't Vox. It was one of those that came out with it, that had all that stuff about, you know, Trump and, you know, urinating on the bed that the Obamas slept in, which was a bunch of bunk. I'm saying that. Yeah. You know, that you know, there's Trump. But it didn't happen, by the way. Never happened. And that he was with hookers. Although Phil and I were joking about that. To say a billionaire was with hookers, not a stretch. And remember, our good friend Vladimir said, of course, they're the best hookers in the world. Of course, they are the best hookers. Grains of truth in there? Possibly. Again, a broken clock's right twice a day. Right? But I never bought any of that crap. Ever. But apparently the FBI used that to, go and, Christopher Steele? Is that his name? Yeah, he came out with that dossier. And that guy shopped it everywhere, by the way. So if you're shopping something, nobody's really believing it. But he came out with that dossier, and, a broken clock's right twice a day. You throw 1,000 things on the wall, something may be true in there, but the FBI used it to go and get a warrant to wiretap, a Russian associate. What does it mean? I don't know, but I do know this. The Russian side of things isn't going anywhere anytime soon. It is going to be here for a while. It's going to be sitting here for a while. It's going to be the bane of his existence that not the tax world, of give us your taxes, give us your taxes, give us your taxes. It's sad but true. And until people get bored with it, and until the 24-hour news cycle has something else to talk about, they're going to think there's always some there, so they're going to push the envelope, hoping there's just some there. But there isn't any there, all right? I don't think Trump had any association with Russians. I don't think any of his people did. And the ones that may have talked to people before were in it for themselves in a way that was about getting a little bit of paid. But they weren't doing anything that really, were they breaking laws? Well, they shouldn't have been doing it, but, did it look bad? Was perception there? And again, perception, reality, we understand that. But come on. Ridiculous. But people will always look for some there. They will always look for some there when it comes to this. Doesn't matter when, doesn't matter why, right? Because people are so completely pissed off at the likes of Donald Trump and the Republican Party that they are not progressive, that they are somehow hateful, hate speech, evil people, that they will do everything in their power because the people on the right had the same kind of disdain for the likes of Hillary Clinton, that they did everything in their power to do all they possibly could to get across the messages they want to get across, to say these kind of things that they said. And maybe there was some there, maybe there wasn't some there. It's all the same though, right? You see something the way that you see it. They see something the way they see it. The fight begins, and away we go. The fight begins, boom. Interesting book about Hillary that's come out called Shattered. It's about why Hillary lost the election. She talked about how there was no way that she could go out there because she was so destroyed, right? She was so absolutely destroyed. There was just no way that she was going to be able to go out there. She called Trump at like 2:30 or 3 in the morning, said, hey, congratulations, Mr. President, and they had a cordial phone call. And then she said she called immediately the president at the time, Barack Obama, and apologized. First words out of her mouth were, I'm sorry. Because he knew what it meant for his legacy, that much of what he had done was going to be undone over time. And he knew that. And then she said, they were imploring her, go out there, say all the things that you've been saying. Tell the world how you really feel about Trump and the whole nine yards. And she's like, no, other people are there for that. It's not my job. That's not my job. I'm not going to do it anymore. But the big thing that the takeaway from the book is very interesting is she had no message. They struggled from day one in the launch, and then they did a reset. Remember that when they relaunched it again? And they had no message. Biden talked about it. Everybody on the left talked about it. There was zero message. Trump had a very easy, distinct message. Jobs, building a wall, fighting terrorism. Jobs, building a wall, fighting terrorism. Pretty simple message. All the other rhetoric and the screaming and the yelling and shouting meant nothing. because he hit those things over and over again. They had a discombobulated message that was fragmented, that was trying to be all things to all people and forgetting the base that they had out there. Both of them were weak candidates, and I think we got a good president, and I hope he'll one day he's got a shot at being a great president. I want all of my presidents to succeed, regardless of what's by their name, RD. But if you look back, it's one of those things where you're like, It's like looking at a Super Bowl when you got a 10-6 team versus like 11-4 team, and you're like, did the two best teams really make it? But messaging, got to be on point. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. I made a mistake last week, 2 weeks ago. Huge mistake. Like the biggest mistake I've made in forever. And I make some mistakes, kids. It was my aunt's birthday. I forgot. My aunt, like, completely raised me. My mother worked so hard to take care of everything. Two jobs, going to school, getting 2 degrees, the whole nine yards. That's where I got my work ethic from. But my aunt was there for me from top to bottom. When I got in trouble, my aunt ran, you know, she ran in between my mom and I. You know, she did all of those things. She was there, and it was for birthday, and I forgot. I won't do it again. Because I have the Pro Gifter service from Pro Flowers. It's brand new. They just launched it. It's an easy fail-proof way to never forget an event and look awesome all year. The Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule not one, not two, but three bouquet deliveries, same or different addresses, up to a year in advance. So if you procrastinate, forget, anniversary, birthday, whatever it is, you don't have to worry about this. You get three bouquets with vase, free shipping, all for $99, and you're going to save time and money, up to $70 savings. That's huge. ProFlowers buys direct. You have a seven-day freshness guarantee. Only from the best growers do they get their flowers. These flowers pass a seven-point quality check before being shipped, so you know they're going to look amazing. Won't happen again. Sometimes you got too much. Sometimes you have to have two sets of Pro Gifter because you got 5, 6, 8 things. You can't get it all, but this makes it so much easier. I know you're thinking of an occasion you should send flowers for right now. Go to proflowers.com and look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and boom, you're done. That's proflowers.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
Facebook relies on a combination of algorithms, employees, and users to flag posts that violate its rules. Algorithms are better at spotting some things than others. In the case of, say, nudity, their systems know what to look for and can remove it fairly quickly. But a murder or a rape? Well, those can look very different from one video to another. And it likely takes a user actually reporting the video as inappropriate and then waiting for it to be reviewed by Facebook before it gets taken down.
CNN reporting right there. That is Brian Stelter talking about Facebook and how it goes about doing the things. There's an algorithm to it, right? You know, so you've got this guy, Steve Stevens. You put some, because I know I see a lot of people get frustrated. They'll post something, Facebook takes it down. People get suspended off Facebook. You see it all the time because they get a little heated in the way that they talk to people or the political rants they go on. And a good majority of it's the conservative side. Not going to BS that. The Silicon Valley's left-leaning world. Not going to BS that. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I can't blame Facebook for this. Somebody's got to alert Facebook. Now, could they come to it quicker? But when you give people cameras and you give people personal responsibility, some people are going to make bad choices. This guy killed the guy the other day. There's been several incidents that have been filmed that are horrible, that are live streaming. The word live. People have to report it. Then they've got to go to it. You've got a billion, I don't know how many people. Maybe, Anthony, because you looked it up, how many people or Facebook accounts are out there? Now, I know there's a lot of dummy accounts, but I mean, I'm wondering, how many? Is it a million and a half? Is it a billion and a half? Is it 2 billion? Who knows? So the algorithm can pick some things up. Other things, it's not going to. Other things, more than a billion people have, you know, or Facebook accounts are out there. So understand that is a lot. So the algorithms can only do so much. So when something happens and something like that, it's fast. And remember, even if this guy didn't do it live, but he posted it really quick. It's going to take a while. We're a cynical society, so do we even know if it's real or not? A lot of that stuff going on. Zuckerberg spoke about this because he was, they've been getting hammered for it, and I think unduly hammered at times.
We have a lot of work, and we will keep doing all we can to prevent tragedies like this from happening.
First of all, you can't prevent the tragedy. All right? You can't. You didn't cause this. But you can always do better, right? You can always do better. That's the thing that always, you know, it's like last week, the whole thing with Dr. Dow and getting yanked off the plane and the big, you know, kerfuffle that was the United incident. You know, the CEO should have come out and said, look, I can always do better. We can always do better. We did what we thought was right at the time, and we brought in law enforcement because I don't want my people to touch anybody unless it's an absolute emergency and you're 37,000 feet in the air. We followed protocol, but we can always do better. That's it. Too many times people are apologizing for stuff they didn't do. But in this day and age, we expect everybody to apologize. We hold United culpable for what two cops did and a guy that wouldn't listen to said officers. We're pissed off at Facebook because we act like Facebook allowed this when they yanked it down as fast as possible. You can do better, but you can't be perfect. That's life. You could do better, but you can't be perfect. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Call the program as well, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2420. Frat boy culture, CEOs, they're important. There's a culture. What is a culture? It can make or break you. Uber is in trouble right now. They've got to change their culture. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Fox apparently is in negotiations. Man, it's got to be tough if you're Fox, right? You've lost your big hitter, Megyn Kelly, who was kind of the face of everything, right? Like pushed Hannity up to a different slot. She became the it girl. The it woman, kind of the face, along with O'Reilly. She's gone. And now, looks like O'Reilly's on the way out. Working out a buyout.
Okay. We'll do it live. Okay. We'll do it live!
That O'Reilly?
That was one of his famous things. Yeah, that O'Reilly. That angry O'Reilly. Not sexually harassed Uncle Touchy McFeely O'Reilly. Allegedly. But O'Reilly, the person that may be a former Fox employee, you got to make decisions, though, right? Like, that's life. Life is about decision-making, and he has ceded power to his sons. He said, this is your show. You guys run it. Roger Ailes, the star maker, the power maker, he's gone. He cost, what, $20 million or so far as settlements go? O'Reilly, it's not his first time. He's firing back. But the truth is the advertisers are stepping away. And when you lose them, can't do it. Can't. He was the money. He was a cash cow for them. $180 to $200 million is what he was bringing in on a yearly basis for them. And they are losing a good majority of their advertising revenue because they don't want no part of it with the sexual harassment suits that are out there. Sometimes in life, you got to make a decision. It's about culture. And I tell you that because there is in the newsroom, not just there, but in other big networks, there's talk of things like this, you know, happening in other big networks that are famous with three letters and whatnot. But it's a culture. Sometimes in life, that culture, man, it takes over. There's a reason that the Patriots are amazing. They have a culture of winning. There's a reason that Theo Epstein built a team to beat the Yankees, then to get in the World Series and win with the Boston Red Sox, and then took that over to Chicago, where they hadn't won in 108 years or whatever, and built a culture of winning. He has a culture he builds. The culture right now, if somebody was to ask you from the outside looking in, what's the culture of Fox? It's always been super hot chicks and guys. Conservative guys smoking hot girls, and whoa, there's a culture there. While they won, it's now come home to roost, right? Because things allowed to get out of hand. You build a certain culture. Right now, one of the biggest companies in the world is fighting for their culture and exists. Uber. Uber, first of all, Uber's got a lot of problems. When we think of rideshare, they think of things like, you know, Uber first, foremost. Then Lyft, or maybe some of the other ones. But those, Uber's it. But Uber's had, they've had legal fights everywhere. They have fought tooth and nail with cities, with unions, with many people who their constituents vote for these same politicians that don't want Uber there because the taxi cab unions don't want Uber around because it's competition. We want competition gone. But on top of all of that, Uber has issues. There's a culture that is frat boyish, a culture that is uncomfortable, a culture where women are upset. And it's not just Uber. You can look at Silicon Valley across the board. There is that culture there. But when you have investors who invest millions and hundreds of millions and potentially billions of dollars into your company, and you're not doing well, you're bleeding $3 billion a year, and now you've got these complaints over and over again, people start thinking it's a culture that's bad.
A week after apologizing for lashing out at an Uber driver who criticized his policies, company CEO Travis Kalanick is following through on a post-controversy pledge to get help leading his company. Tuesday, the 40-year-old told employees he was looking for a chief operating officer, a peer who can partner with me to write the next chapter in our journey. This appointment could be a game changer for the company and its reported frat boy corporate culture.
Frat boy corporate culture. You want to go work at a place like that? They're losing money. It's not all their fault. Amazon, I don't think Amazon's ever turned a profit. They just continue to grow. Right? But they're losing money. And a lot of it is the legal battles with cities and states being allowed certain places, the battle with Lyft and the whole nine yards. It's been tough. It's a great idea. And there was going to be rocky times, but there's a culture there. A culture that is not good, especially if you're an investor. And I say these things because this is important. You're going to look for a job, right? So you go out there and you look for a job. I tell everybody this. You go into a job interview, you know you want the job, right? Like you want the job. But interview the person that's interviewing you as much as you're being interviewed. Find out what their culture's like. All of us have worked for a horrible boss. All of us have worked for people where the culture's been bad. And because of that, you look around and you think, this thing's not going to last forever. It's falling apart. All of us have been there. Sometimes they're able to hide it. I won't lie. There's times in life people are able to hide things, but very rarely. But there's a culture out there. This is one of those things where there's been a culture shift because the people that fund the money give it to you. But I'm sure you've worked for a company where it's been in the family for 50 years. Grandpa was amazing. Now the kids are running it. They don't care. They're lazy. Their culture's not very good. They don't have a corporate culture. And it frustrates you. It's important when you go to work somewhere, right, that you work for a culture that has a winning attitude. What's the culture like? But you need, and Uber is one of those things where, again, it's a great American success story, and there's been growing pains, but they have shot themselves in the foot 1,000 times.
I think it would send a strong signal to investors as well as to the public as well if they brought in a woman as this number two spot.
Whoever takes the job has a tough road ahead. In the past month, the company faced the resignations of two top executives, a lawsuit from a rival company, and allegations of sexism and sexual harassment by former employees.
That's not good. That's not good. Fox is looking at this, and if you are the person running Fox, at some point in time, you have to make a decision. What is the culture going to be of us? Are we the place where you come and work and you get hit on, you get ass grabbed, you get sexually assaulted, you get whatever it is? Is that what it is? And you got to make tough decisions. You have to make tough decisions. And when you've been handed this opportunity, this is what it is. The thing about Uber that is so crazy is this isn't coming from the people putting pressure on, the tweets and this, that, and the other. There was an open letter that was damning, and it was sent by the people that matter the most. Not the customers, not the fans of Uber, not the people that are social justice warriors, but a different kind of people, and they do matter the most.
That's the claim that prompted early investors to take an unusual step. They wrote an open letter blasting Uber for its toxic and destructive culture.
Well, it was a real shock to see an investor call out a company so publicly like that, especially in Silicon Valley, where that's really not been known to happen at all.
The couple doubled down Tuesday, telling Vanity Fair that Uber is at a tipping point. Mitch Kaper called out other investors for not speaking out, calling them doofuses who only deal with these kinds of issues when things blow up.
Culture, frat boy, but think about that for a second. But you put $100 million into something, you put $1 billion into something, you want to know that you're putting $1 billion with people. You didn't know who Uber was 5, 6, 7 years ago. Now they're losing billions of dollars, and they've made billions of dollars, and they've got a huge valuation. And think about that for a second, that you didn't know this person 2, 3 years ago. You've got a giant fund of money, and you're going to hand it over to somebody because you think their idea is amazing. Hindsight being what it is, you're looking around saying it's run by a bunch of frat boys. This is the problem with Silicon Valley in a lot of ways. For every one major success story, for every Snapchat, even though they're falling on hard times so early in their game. But for what, Pinterest and for all of these things, there are 100 that fall by the wayside because people, as much due diligence as you want to do, these guys hand this money out to these people. What's the culture of winning? It's so vitally important. I don't think, and that's why I say when you look for a job, when you look to do certain things, when you're even picking a kid's soccer team or your kid's teacher, the same. What's the culture they have there that is going to say, this is success? They've got a good culture here. They're like a family here. When you look at sports teams, when you look at all of these things and you find out what makes businesses and all these things successful, it's always back to the same thing. They've built a culture of winning. And it works. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, always, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Please do, and you can call it as well, if you'd like, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Serving up talk radio medium rare and dripping with irony, it's Chad Benson.
Who are you? You're a dog and you think you're a badass because you're a little dog. And you sit in your house all day, right? Lady takes care of you, probably carries you around in a little bag, right? Isn't that what we do in this country now? We get an animal and then we throw it in a bag and carry it around because it's now an accessory, right? Like that, this is what it is. You're at home at night, the little thing's yapping, right? And it's one of those dogs, too, you can tell. Like, right? You got those little dogs that think it kicks everything's ass. If something goes by, it wants to fight it. Dogs yippity-yapping, yapping, and yapping, and yippity-yapping. A little town called Patascadero in California. I'll let the lady tell it from here.
Lenora was a rescue dog and hasn't been seen since. Bloodstains on the doorstep are the only signs left behind by the intruder.
That's pretty shocking.
I heard my little dog bark, and it wasn't a bark that I've heard her do before, and I knew that something wasn't right, but I kept my eyes closed.
Yeah, you kept your eyes closed. You got a young girl, mom, nice little house, relaxing, cool outside, but you want to have it open, fresh air, huh? Circulate the house, dog's yapping. Lo and behold, this is a kitty that a dog had never seen before. A big-ass kitty called a mountain lion. And the dog's just yapping and yapping and yapping and yapping, and then finally, the yapping stops.
The door was only slightly ajar to let in fresh air while they were sleeping, but it was enough to let a mountain lion slip in and take away a beloved pet right next to a sleeping child.
As soon as I saw it walk back out, the way it was walking, I thought, that's a lion. And the lion must have just grabbed her because she instantly stopped barking.
Ooh. Fade to black. And hey, what'd you have, Mike, for dinner tonight? Puppy. Chad. I think I was telling Anthony and them about the story is how scary it is that your daughter and the dog are in the same room and Kitty McKitterson comes in, right? And just Garfield snacks away and takes the dog out. Could have been the little girl. Hey, a big cat like that, and not a problem. That's what's crazy. That is what's absolutely crazy. Big cat like that, not a problem at all for that to happen. Horrible situation. Again, we feel really sad for the dog. I'm not lying. Okay, guys, I'm going to be honest. I was laughing a little bit. It is a happy meal for a lion. It is. It is a happy meal for a lion. Hey, you think tax, because today's tax day, right? Like, so we're all out there paying taxes, but you've already done your taxes. You sent them in. Today's tax day. You're frustrated. Taxes are ridiculous. And, you know, it's a fairly new thing, this taxes, right? A lot of times in days gone by in many cultures that you were only taxed when the government was going to war, they needed something. But we've made it an industry and a weapon. But if you think our taxes are ridiculous, the French have the highest income tax. Now, the dark horse candidate in France's election is Jean-Luc Mélenchon, or Mélenchon. He's been endorsed by the French Communist Party, so you know he's super, super solid. This is his tax resolution that he wants to throw out there for the French people. Get ready for this, kids. 100% tax on anything over $425,000. 100%. So the most that you can maximum make is $400,000 or 400,000 euros, $425,000. So anything above that is 100% the government. Why? Why would you bother? Why would you work? And oh, by the way, does this mean Mr. Potential Prime Minister here, Jean-Luc, that you're going to be able to go in because I've got a big nut here that costs a lot of money to maintain, but I work my ass off and I make 5 million euros a year? Are you going to go tell all of my creditors that you are taking all of my money so we can fix this? Or are we going to have to do what everybody else in France did when François Hollande went out there and threw that massive tax? Are we going to have to go, you know, and run and hide in Belgium just across the border because you want to take all my money? $400,000 or euros, it's great money. But for some people, it's, they make, I mean, they make 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 million euros a year. Think about this. Think about if all of our athletes and our entertainers and everything else, if everything they made went to the government. And what would that do for all of those houses, all of the stuff that these people had, everything? What would that do? They would lose everything. Who'd want to live there? It's the, and you know what we have it here in America, right? The Bernie Sanders side of the world. It's take as much as you can because you didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. We could give it to other people. That populism, kids, you got to watch out for it. Solid fun show today. We promise to get you over the hump tomorrow. You can chime in on numerous ways through our social media venture. At Chad Benson is your Twitter. You can check us out at ChadBensonShow.com. You can email the show, Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. And, of course, always text us 323-538-2423. For my man Phil, for my man Anthony, my name is Chad Benson. As always, I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.